dancing man, like a long walk home when the music stops.
We're Japan there, coming at you straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7 The Beat.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anonymous of Great Barrington, Massachusetts. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill! You need to cool that shit out! And that's the double truth, Ruth!
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In July, the country's first all-electric conference center opened in the city of Ithaca, New York. The 15,000-square-foot facility uses electric heat pumps for heating and cooling, and its chefs serve meals for up to 800 people using electric induction ranges and electric fryers and ovens.
So one of the cornerstones of the electrification of this conference center was the creation of an all-electric kitchen.
Suzanne Smith-Jablonski is with the Downtown Ithaca Local Development Corporation, the nonprofit that owns the Ithaca Downtown Conference Center. She says Ithaca aims for all buildings in the city to run entirely on electricity by 2030. That will reduce climate warming pollution, especially as more electricity is supplied by renewables.
So we knew we had the opportunity with this brand new state-of-the-art conference center to be one of the buildings that was helping the city meet its goals.
Jablonski says the all-electric features are already attracting customers to the venue.
For many of our clients, it is a unique selling point.
So going all-electric is helping the climate and the conference center's business. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2020 Alaska ballot initiative took steps to shine a light on dark money campaign funding. The U.S. Supreme Court just turned down a challenge to that law, and it may be good news for an expected case in Maine. Alaska voters approved Ballot Measure 2 in 2020, which in addition to implementing open primaries and ranked choice voting, also took steps to disclose dark money funding of campaigns and ballot measures. It requires campaigns to disclose the true source of funding for any contribution over $2,000 within 24 hours, limiting the ability of donors to use 501c3 nonprofits and other entities to hide their identities. For any group whose funding is 50% from out of state, a disclaimer must be added for all communications, including advertising. Claiming a violation of First Amendment rights, several groups and contributors sued, but November 18th, the U.S. Supreme Court turned down the case without comment. Great news for voters, but it could also bode well for Maine's recently passed Question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs to $5,000 and requiring disclosure of those donations. Organizers of that initiative expect it will be challenged and think the U.S. Supreme Court majority could uphold a state's power to regulate campaign finance contributions. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. What decided the 2024 presidential race? Anya Slepian reports it was less a strong rural vote than a slumping urban one.
The numbers aren't all in, and President Donald Trump did get widespread support from rural voters. But a Daily Yonder analysis shows a weaker turnout in cities and suburbs had more impact. Daily Yonder's data correspondent, Sarah Malott, says Trump got about the same number of votes as in 2020, while Vice President Kamala Harris couldn't match President Joe Biden's tally.
Harris received 12 million fewer votes than Biden did in 2020, a 15% drop in turnout, while Trump only lost 1 million votes.
Trump's rural support remained stable, but in major metropolitan areas, Harris lost 9 million votes compared to Biden in 2020.
It was mostly the collapse in Democratic turnout in the nation's largest cities and suburbs that cost Harris the race for the presidency.
I'm Anya Slepian.
A successful ballot measure in Minnesota could lead to more climate-friendly farming. Nearly 4 out of 5 voters favored funneling lottery money to a land conservation and clean water fund for another 25 years. Teresa Caveney with Climate Land Leaders says smaller family farms want to be good stewards but need support to do it.
In this time of low corn and soybean prices, money that is available to help incentivize these kinds of practices is absolutely critical if we're to ensure that we have good quality drinking water and don't pollute our rivers, lakes, and streams.
Caveney says the 36-year-old program written into the state constitution supports cover crops and managed grazing for farm animals. She says that strengthens the health of the land, cuts carbon emissions, and helps farming communities.
The financial risks have to be minimized so that farmers can make the transition.
These days, a slow internet connection can kill a business. But a new report shows the opposite happens to rural areas with strong broadband. Amanda Weinstein with the Center on Rural Innovation says instead of closing down, businesses boom.
For those communities that had high broadband utilization, they saw a tremendous difference, specifically with entrepreneurship.
Statesboro, Georgia has had 20% poverty for more than 3 decades. Weinstein says for communities like that, and everyone in the country really, high-speed internet can make a huge difference. The research found in the studied communities, it more than doubled business growth.
We saw new businesses opening. The difference was so stark that it was a 213% difference in the business growth rate.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
Exploring science in the sea. Marine scientists can't be everywhere at once. To really understand what's happening below the waves, though, they need a lot of observations from many places at many times. So they're getting help from recreational divers. The divers can carry instruments or just log what they see. One project is set to begin in December. Known as Blue Dot, it'll provide insights into how the Mediterranean Sea is warming up, not only at the surface, but down to more than 100 feet. Many divers wear small computers on their wrists. The computer records location, depth, temperature, and more. Divers who undergo special training can upload those observations to a central database. Scientists then analyze the results, producing a much better picture of the changing sea. Another project has been around since 2010, the Great Goliath Grouper Count. Divers at artificial reefs off the coast of Florida log details about the Goliath grouper. It's one of the largest species of bony fish, up to 8 feet long and 800 pounds. But the grouper was overfished, so its population plunged. It's been protected since 1990, so the numbers have gone up. But the extent of the recovery is still unclear. Volunteer divers keep an eye out for the grouper during the first half of June. They report where they see the fish, the depth, the size of the fish, and more. That helps biologists determine the Goliath grouper population, even if they can't be everywhere at once. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
On the line now, we have in a few minutes Helen Rose, a musician, and I'm sure she's more than just a musician, probably does all sorts of other stuff, but we're going to find out. But as of right now, the main event happening is this Thursday at Avalon Lounge in Catskill, a fundraising musical event for the victims of the hurricane. This is going down specifically to Asheville, North Carolina, I believe. So we're going to talk all about this event coming up, what happened in Asheville, North Carolina. I hope people know about that. But Helen Rose has a new album out, relatively new. Yeah, very new, called Rugged Elegance. We're going to play the title track off of Rugged Elegance. Here it is, Helen Rose in her own words and music.
Sensitive kind, dries her clothes on the line in the southern breeze, neath the live oak tree. Takes her walks on the levee when her heart's feeling heavy. She needs a genuine man, take her by the hand.
She's gonna leave.
right, folks, that was Helen Rose with Rugged Elegance off the title track album Rugged. Also, welcome. Afternoon show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
I love that music. There's a lot of groove. There's piano in it. And it just has a nice everything. I really like your music, so thanks for sharing that with us.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That just is so good to hear. I really appreciate it.
2024 on that album, is that correct?
Yeah. I recorded it in 2022, and then released it on Clover Music Group, the record label. They were kind enough to scoop me up. Also, the producer record label. So it's an artist forward record label that has just been such a joy to work with. But I released it this summer. I think July 12th. And we played a great show with the Weeds at the Egremont Barn and another one at the Avalon Lounge to celebrate that. So yeah, it's been great.
Well, congratulations. I love the Egremont Barn, by the way.
Oh, me too. It's such a wonderful venue.
They got the cows out back. I took the dog there. We hung out in the back with the cows. And hold on. We might have a couple little technical difficulties. Might have to go to another song. Helen, I'm so sorry. But let's see if we can get this. But I do want to say congratulation, the track. Okay, so the music. We might have to play that song again. It was a little bit weird and garbled. But sorry, folks, if it was weird and garbled for you. I heard it perfectly, which is not all that matters. But so Helen Rose, so you released this new album, just brand new. That's just July. So you're just coming off of that. And like, so you had a bit of a whirlwind earlier and into your summer. And here you are. And then this hurricane happened. And then you just, how did this benefit concert, this benefit fundraiser happening this Thursday at Avalon Lounge in Catskill? How did you come to organize this event?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've always loved Western North Carolina, especially Asheville and the Swannanoa region. When I was a teenager, I spent two summers down there in Swannanoa learning how to sing old time music. Just because the voices of Hazel Dickens and my dad's a musician, and I had some access to some, you know, really cool old recordings, and it just spoke to me and made me feel grounded as a teenager. And so I went out there and you know, learned how to sing in this style, and the songs, just the context of the songs, just really spoke to me in a deep way that made, you know, gave me hope as a wildling teenager, if you will, when you're just discovering so much about yourself and the world. And it's a beautiful area. I mean, my fiance and I really considered moving down there, and then we ended up moving up here, for a number of reasons, but, Asheville's an incredible community. It's not unlike our own. You know, there's rivers and mountains and a really beautiful and steadfast tradition of music and song that is held throughout generations. So there's people there who literally there are songs that exist only within, and dances and poems and, you know, ways of life that exist only within their bodies, and, you know, that aren't written down. It's just all through memory and generation. And, you know, that's a lot of people in that region. The art of song and songwriting and singing and coming together is really sacred and what keeps them together. And, you know, we just have such an incredible community up here, in the Catskill Hudson Valley. area. And, you know, when Hurricane Helene hit, I lived in New Orleans for a few years, and I know how long it takes to recover from something that huge. And I knew that the news cycle would cycle out of it very quickly. And so we held a benefit concert about 2 weeks after the hurricane hit. And it was just singer-songwriters. I think we had about 7 people, and it was really, really successful, a really wonderful night. Liam is so cool to let me do this. And I said, you know, Liam, we should really do another one too, just to keep the flow going and keep people reminded that there's still people who are living in devastation and grieving, and it's going to be like that for a long time. So the first one we did was kind of a songwriter's night, and the second one is going to be more full band oriented. We have some great bands who are going to play, and I can talk about them in a little bit. We actually have 2 artists from Asheville who are buddies of mine, and they're going to come up and do a couple songs. They're here in New York right now. So we have, you know, local Ashevillians, and yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, Liam's just amazing and so cool to just like roll with all of my ideas and, you know, be down to do this at the drop of a hat.
Well, yeah, Avalon's been there now for some years and has continued to do just excellent musical stuff. We mentioned earlier before we went on about Bobby Previtt. And yeah, just all the jazz stuff. I had a buddy, Marcus, who plays saxophone, and he invited me early on when they were playing. I'm like, yeah, we'll go down, check it out. And it's like just, yeah, Bobby Previtt tearing it up over there on occasion, which is great stuff like that. So we're lucky to have Avalon in our midst, aren't we?
We are so lucky. There's been so many times that I've just stopped in to get food, you know, on my way home or whatever. And then there's an amazing show happening, you know, on like a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night. And it's just, it's so great.
You're like, oops, now it's 11 p.m., but that was fun.
Yeah, I got to be up at 5. It's cool. Whatever.
Oops. But, you know, we got to have culture. We got to have these, we got to make time for these events. And if it's not right for me, I know it's, if it's not like right there in your face, close by, like at the barn in Egremont, or wherever, you know, there's High's Fried Chicken in the old Egremont Inn over on the Massachusetts border on 23. Like I think they're going to be doing some music there. They had a buddy of mine. He was just spinning vinyl, just old school, like reggae music one night. And I got a text. She's like, come, Matt spinning vinyl at the Fried Chicken place.
That's
like, I almost went, but literally it was like a Tuesday night at 9 p.m. and I had to be up at 5. So I was just like, ugh. But we have to do it. We have to do it. I feel like for me, it's, at least, it's just like medicine for the soul. Like without music and culture, I think a huge part of us dies. That's my opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think now more, well, not more than ever, because we've been turning to music and culture, you know, for all the ages. But, you know, this incredible gift that we have as humans to come together and experience a shared experience, especially through song and storytelling, is really powerful. And we can't forget that in these times.
Absolutely. So speaking of music, so we have this event coming up. It looks like it starts at 6:30 at Avalon in Catskill this Thursday night. Well, 6:30, the New Orleans Jazz in the Lounge goes on, so people might want to get there early. I also noticed something on here. It says pay what you can. I really appreciate just also the openness of not being like, this is a fundraiser. It's $100 each for everyone to get in, and it's exclusive because you have to pay to donate. It's more than that. You're actually making it more open, even though it is a fundraiser. And I think people will appreciate and recognize that. And I think that it will all work out, and all proceeds to the show will be donated And then talk about who you got lined up. How'd you get the folks lined up, Helen?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're all just buddies. You know, there's, like I said, there's so much incredible talent, and I've, in the year that I've been here, I've just grown to become fans of people who are now my friends, as well. And a lot of these folks, probably wouldn't be placed on a bill, you know, in the standard booking tradition. So it's really cool, you know, that everybody's down and we're all coming together for this. Yeah. So we have, if you want to come early, and you know, it is a Thursday night, at 6:30, we've got Sean Cronin on bass and Brad Lales on the drums. And, there's going to be an amazing, guitarist, playing with them. His name is Sean as well. They're going to be doing, New Orleans jazz in the lounge, beforehand, just to, you know, set the mood and also just provide a space for people, you know, who want to come a little bit early. And then we've got, Kendra McKinley. She's an incredible talent, brilliant musician and songwriter. She just released a single, inspired by, calling politicians. So she's really smart, really, really talented, and, has a beautiful voice. I'm really excited to see her. My buddy, Andrew Hammond, who goes by Vandiver, he's a folk musician. He's got a beautiful record out. His friend Allie Register, who's also a folk musician, she's from Asheville, and Vandiver is actually from Asheville as well. He lived in Asheville for a couple years and just moved back up to New York right before the hurricane hit. So it's really great that we're going to be able to have them perform. And then the Straps, they're a punk band, kind of pop punk out of Hudson. They are such a fun band. My buddy Quinn Murphy and Rebecca Rager started the Straps. And I think they played their first show this summer and just blew me away. You know, it was one of those moments where you were just like, oh my gosh, we're on the precipice of something amazing.
I think they called in like, this is the second time she's called in my show live, like from the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Nice. Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
Like, we're going to do this at Baba Yaga. It's called Baba Yaga. It's an art show. You're going to love it. Saturday. It's all day, 9 hours of mayhem. It's going to be awesome.
And yeah,
is
yeah.
that the one you went to? No.
This was last night. I walked into the Bobby Previtt.
Okay. Yeah. So Rebecca Bohr, and I sorry to interrupt again, but like she and I were on the radio together a bunch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
just a light and a wonderful presence. I just love bumping into her. She's
so go, best. Rebecca. So go ahead. Sorry. You
were saying. He's Rebecca fans. Yeah. On the air.
had to say it.
Yeah. And then the Riverboat Gamblers, they're an incredible band. They're kind of like the Wrecking Crew of the Hudson Valley. They're just so good. They sing a lot of classics and originals, and they're just incredible. You know, it's like watching the band if you could still watch the band play. And they're all really good friends of mine, and so I'm really stoked that they're able to participate. And then we have the Classic Legends, out of Copake, the Weeds are playing, and that's going to be a really fun wrap up to the night, because you got to dance to the Weeds.
You got it.
Yeah.
Hailing from Copake. I lived in Copake for a while. I've lived in many Columbia County towns.
Where are you now?
I'm in Housatonic, Mass, just outside Great Barrington. I'm in like the little enclave, little sleepy factory section of Great Barrington, Mass, just over the hill from you in Berkshire County.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Cool. You should come over to Great Barrington sometime.
Yeah, I absolutely will. I used to drop my cousins off at high school at Monument in Great Barrington.
Yes, that's just over the mountain right there. There's Flag Rock, and on the other side is Monument Mountain.
Yeah, it's really fun to go hang out over there.
Yeah, do some shopping. Yeah, here we are. I'm talking with Helen Rose, folks, and the event is this Thursday at Avalon. And just back to this hurricane, Helen, I just what struck me reading the news, and you're right, it did kind of come and then go like these things do. What struck me is in like what's supposedly the most wealthy and developed, supposedly, country on earth, that like all these people were dying. Like, yeah. I remember seeing the death up to like 139 at one point. And I'm like, wait a minute. How is this happening? Like, well, this should not be happening. It was actually pretty devastating just hearing about that. And there's so much going on in the world as well and in other places. And Gaza's just raging and it's just horrific. And our hearts have to go to all the suffering in the world. And to have this also just in our backyard in a place where we have every supposed capacity to prevent it by just having infrastructure in place and like smart moves beforehand and not just letting poor people die in rainstorms or hurricanes. It's just was devastating to me. So I don't know. Can we just talk about what was the total devastation there? And are there organizations that you'll be able to get these funds to help like start the rebuilding process and get people back on their feet? And there's probably counseling and people just traumatized. And so I don't know, just talk about it a little bit in general, what's on the ground.
So this is actually the fundraiser is for Beloved Asheville, which is a nonprofit in and of itself. And Beloved Asheville is just doing incredible work. If you follow them on Instagram, you can read some of the stories. They're posting individual stories. And right now they're really working on housing for people displaced by the hurricane up in the hills, also in, the River Arts District and other areas. But they're building tiny homes. They're bringing in RVs, and they're also offering community events. So they, Asheville is a very, very fertile with creativity and song, and there's a lot of amazing musicians who live there. So they're putting together at their food banks, concerts and really doing it right. They're really every aspect of their recovery efforts is also a mutual aid and community building and healing and mental health services are provided and everything that they're doing. So they're really checking a lot of boxes. And like I said, I've lived in New Orleans for a long time, and we lived in every single neighborhood I lived in had abandoned houses. And it's still recovering all these years after Katrina. And, that is one of the things is that, yes, a lot of people, died because of the hurricane and immediacy, but it's the aftermath too. There's a heavy wave of grief that comes and everything that comes with the grief and, health, there's health issues that arise, there's black mold that grows in houses that were flooded. There's getting all the silt out of the lead and everything that's brought into people's homes, even when they are recovering. So Beloved Asheville is doing the work to have long-term solutions and, really help the community recover from this. And actually a lot of my friends from New Orleans like right away packed up their pickup trucks. They were like, we know how to do this. We're going, we know exactly what they need. I know that like one of the issues was that a lot of people were donating clothes and like you don't need clothes right away. you do need clothes, but like we need feminine hygiene products, water, formula for mothers, diapers, you know, stuff, really specific survival needs. And so that was cool to see a lot of my friends from New Orleans, you know, just pack up and like, okay, we got you, Asheville. You know, it's kind of a sister city. And in a way, I think, you know, Catskill is kind of a sister city, and Hudson and this area to the mountainous region of Western North Carolina. We're both sub ranges of the Appalachian Mountains. So I just really hope that, this night, you know, brings in a lot of people. Like I said, it's pay what you can. So it's an event for everybody. You know, if you have 50 cents, if you have a dollar, whatever, and you're there to support, like, that's what matters. It's the fabric of song and storytelling that weaves this healing and communal effort to uplift one another. So yeah, that's why we're doing it.
Awesome. It just feels like it's going to be a really good event. And like just an act of sisterhood, brotherhood for another community that's suffering. So and it sounds like Beloved Asheville is doing great work too, as well, that organization. So
yeah, they are. I highly recommend following them on the socials. I mean, it's just their whole approach to helping people is really something that I admire. And, you know, I think we need more Beloved Ashevilles in the world.
We need more Beloved everything. We need Beloved community. The good old Beloved community. I think that's the medicinal antidote to what's percolating on a national level with so much yuckiness happening out there and just in election world and everything. I think there's this vibe of really dangerous times in so many ways. And just I feel like the current, mood is either sadness or like meanness of not caring, of like F your feeling. I saw a lawn sign for a certain individual running for office, and the lawn sign said F your feelings. It's just like, wow. So that's your platform. And so I think the antidote is that, like you were saying actually a little earlier, that of community coming together, of doing beautiful things, being in brotherhood, sisterhood, and making music, art, culture, and it might sound a little froofy, but that force of love is a powerful force that counteracts whatever else comes down the line. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
It absolutely is. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is just, and something that I've found, you know, has really helped in this time to just maintain sanity and remember that there is so much love in the world, still with all the things that, you know, you just mentioned and spoke about and all of the yucky stuff, there's still so many good people and there's still so many good hearts in the world and there's still so much love. And, you know, we just got to keep making good things happen. Like really we do. And, you know, as a musician and a songwriter, like I originally started singing and playing music when I was a little girl, because that's where I found solace. That's where I found healing. That's where I found purpose, you know, and that's what music is, for so many of us. So yeah, I'm really hoping everybody's inspired to come out and just have a really stay as long as you want, pay what you can, and have a great time.
So great. And I'm kind of assuming that you're going to continue to be making music. You just dropped this album, Rugged Elegance, and we're going to hear another song coming up as soon as we're done. But I'm assuming you plan to keep making music.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm kind of at a point where I am doing less like frantic touring and trying to play more quality versus quantity gigs. I love playing live, especially with a full band. I mean, there's nothing like it. And I'm just now starting, you know, releasing a record is such an emotional experience. And, you know, you write all these songs and, you know, they come from a deep place. And then you go through the whole process of, you know, you have to make the music videos and release the singles and do interviews and talk to press. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into releasing, and just my creative well is just starting to fill back up, and I'm starting to write again, and that feels really good. Yeah, it feels really good. I mean, I probably shouldn't talk about it or something, but
yeah, well, you can hint at it. You could touch it. You could just touch it.
Yeah, just touch it. Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. I hope to play, you know, a bunch more gigs. I hope, you know, the holidays are always a little crazy, but my partner, my fiance, plays pedal steel in the Talk About Beloved local band, the Neon Moons.
Oh yeah, I saw those guys.
Yeah.
I saw them at the brewery. It used to be Smith Tire back when I lived in Hudson.
Return. Did you go to Return Brewery?
That's right. That's what it is. Return Brewery. Look at that. Stuff. And they had like a little flea market going on with people selling cool stuff. Bought some leather stuff from this woman who just makes the coolest leather stuff.
Yeah. No, it's, let me tell you, going to a Neon Moons show, if you have seasonal depression, just go out to the honky tonk, do a little two-step in. It's the best natural antidepressant. And also, just Brett Miller, the lead singer, is just, he's so good on stage, and he has a wonderful voice, and all the Riverboat Gamblers are essentially the backing band for the Neon Moons, and they're just so good, so talented, and it's really this they're capturing, I feel like, the energy of this timeless you know, rock and roll that was, you think of, you know, Woodstock and the band spending time in Saugerties. I'm like, now we have the Riverboat Gamblers and the Neon Moons. Like, that's,
there we go.
So I highly suggest checking them out and going out to do a little honky tonk two step in.
A little honky tonk. And yeah, so my buddy Lucas was on fiddle for that show.
And
his partner Holly comes out, like, she comes out and then starts the line dance, and then my wife gets out there. Next thing you know, there's like 15 people like dancing, they're doing like stepping, and I was like, wow, this is cool. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's the best. I'm always like, oh gosh, sometimes there's like 3 or 4 shows in a weekend, and I'm still, the weekend hits, and I'm like, oh gosh, I really hope I could really use a Neon Moon show, you know? Yeah.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. It is. All right. So it's this Thursday, folks, at Avalon Lounge in Catskill. I'm talking to Helen Rose, and I'm looking forward to playing more of your music on the Monday afternoon show. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's so good to play, I think, local music, music from folks who are local, and just there's so much of it. So I'm like, oh, I always forget, and I'm like, oh, I gotta play this big one and that one and that one. Like, wait a minute, hold on. I have like these 3 pages of local artists, like in a file, like written down in my little notebook. I'm like, okay, refer to that one often, folks, because we are lucky to have them in our midst. So, yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Well, all of these artists who are playing this Thursday at the Avalon Lounge for the beloved Asheville Hurricane Helene benefit, they all have music that's released. So you can check them out and maybe add them to your register.
And I'm going to call Rebecca and get her to maybe give us a post show synopsis and play some Rager. Yeah. Yeah, gotta love Rebecca.
Yes.
All right, Helen Mish, we should probably wrap it up. And I just, yeah, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you again and again. And thanks for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening to my music and for having me on the show. Yeah, it was really nice to talk to you.
Anytime. All right, so I'm going to sign off and go right to this song. This is Helen Rose with Where Is My Home?
Miss you doesn't seem to cover it. Such a good man, a good man. Now I met a good man. I need to find my home. Dig my hands into the earth. Music, love, laughter, and barbecue. I'm not sure where my home is, but I know it's with you. Where is my home? Where does my heart feel safe and warm? Where is my home? Sometimes I feel I'll never know. Where is my home? Where does my heart feel safe and warm? Where is my home? Sometimes I feel like I'm never home. Maybe it's in Atlantis, or an airstream in the sky, or a shack in the woods, babe, with twinkling fireflies. Somewhere our dog can stretch her legs and keep our family safe. Not sure where my home is, but I want it with you. Where is my home? Where does my heart feel safe and warm? Where is my home? Sometimes I feel I'll never know. Where is my home? Where does my heart feel safe and warm? Where is my home? Sometimes I feel like I'll never know. La da da. All the mountains climb. It's okay to be searching. It's alright to lose your way. Where is my home? Where does my heart feel safe and warm? Where is my home? Sometimes I feel I'll never know. Where is my home? My heart feels safe and warm. Where is my home? Sometimes I feel like I'll never know. Where is my home? Where does my heart feel safe and warm? Where is my home? Sometimes I feel like I'll never know. Where is my home? Where does my heart safe and warm? Where is my home? Sometimes I feel like I'm at home. La da da.
You are the sun that faded. Can that satellite in the sand? You are the brain coral. Thank you. mine was swayed by the sea. You are my opinionated love, who says yes and no opinion does. You are the calendar girl. The spaced out, two-faced singer. You are the one who's gone crazy. You are the rain who fell. We are the long, the vacuous. The winds applauding in the trees. The lightning's flashes and matches. Shade in the shade with mismatched socks. The sun of the sun, the air of the air. Who does not know? Thank you.
That was 2020 new music from Columbia County's Elvis Perkins with Anonymous.
Hudson Valley singer-songwriter Kendra McKinley performed at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Saturday, January 13th. WGXC had a live web stream and a live broadcast on 90.7 FM. Here is what the first three songs from Kendra McKinley sounded like January 13th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
Thank you.